Scholastic Audio presents Woof, a Bowser and Birdie novel by Spencer Quinn. Read by Jim Frangione. To my dad, S.Q. Chapter 1. Two humans stood outside my cage. A white-haired woman and a gum-chewing kid. Gum-chewing is one of the best sounds out there, and the smell's not bad either. I liked the kid from the get-go. They gazed in at me. I gazed out at them. The white-haired woman had blue eyes, washed out and watery. The kid's eyes were a bright, clear blue, like the sky on a cloudless day. I hadn't seen the sky in way too long. "How about this one, Grammy?" the kid said. The white-haired woman, that would be Grammy. Not too hard to make these human-type connections once you get the hang of it. Pinched up her face, and it was kind of pinched up to begin with. "Eat us out of house and home." The kid cracked her gum. What a sound. I can't tell you what that does to me. Shooting this buzzy feeling all the way from my ears to the tip of my tail and back again. "I don't know, Grammy," she said. "Looks thin to me."
"My point exactly. He's just waiting on some sucker to take him home and fatten him up. Check out the frame on him."
"Frame?" said the kid, not getting it. I wasn't getting it either.
"Bone structure, width of his shoulders, size of his paws," Grammy said.
Something was wrong with my paws? I thought about hiding them out of sight.